Hi, this is a dictation for Tawana Thomas, TAWANATHOMAS. Date of service 2/1/2022. Date of birth is 9/24/91. And date of service is 2/1/2022. Date of accident 2/7/2021. Almost a year ago, this patient was involved in an automobile accident, and we just started seeing her. She's already completed a course of therapy for more than a year, and she has got 50% relief. However, she still has moderate pain, mild to moderate pain in the left shoulder, left side of the back in the sacroiliac joint area, and the left wrist and the fingers are numb. She has occasional radiation of pain to the left arm, according to her, in the outer part of the arm involving second, third, and fourth finger, and sometimes all the five fingers. In addition, patient suffers from radiation of pain to the left front of the thigh in L345 nerve distribution. Currently, pain levels are reported to be between 7 to 9, and ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. She reports that she has a relief of 60% with the physical therapy, but she's not completely pain-free. She's able to work also full-time. Her ADLs are not affected gravely. She works as a teamster and swing company, and MRI was found negative for cervical spine and lumbar spine. However, in the shoulder area, she has a positive bursitis in the left subacromial region. In the system review, a neurologist psych notes positive symptoms are reported. No headaches, no vision disturbance, no dizziness, vertigo, no fainting, blackout, seizures, and no balance problem, vision problem, or memory problem. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems are reported. No incontinence of the bowel, no stomach pain or blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing pain in the left hip or left tailbone area in the lower back, and left shoulder stiffness and lower back stiffness. In last 30 days, patient report that her pain has moderately improved in last 12 months due to the physical therapy and medications. And currently, in last 30 days, there have been not been any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are none. Substance abuse, current pain medication is Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 144/89, and pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 0201-045 and 046. Please use the general review, musculoskeleton, and extremities examination only. Diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to bring the patient in for an injection to the left subacromial bursa with steroid, left median nerve branch block, and left SI joint. Her MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine are completely normal, and maybe two sets of injections should relieve her most of the issues. I do not believe she is a surgical candidate. Her meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. She will continue on Ultran, Naprosyn, Elavil, and Gabapentin, which is bringing her some relief. The patient will be seen in a month's time for a regular visit. Her physical therapy is towards the end. I recommended a chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, and other therapies. Home exercise weight loss program is also recommended along with yoga. Thank you.